For the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to be studying a lesson on making the community Christian. But before we get into that Sunday school lesson, we're going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. And so you may want to get your Bible and follow along. Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 21. Before making this reading, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, you can follow along, or if not, listen to this reading. Ephesians 5, 1-21. Be ye therefore imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, even as Christ also has loved you, and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for an odor of a sweet smell. But fornication, and all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as becometh saints, nor filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not befitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know of a surety, that no fornicator, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were once in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them, for the things which are done by them in secret is a shame to even speak of. But all things, when they are reproved, are made manifest by light. For everything that is made manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to God even the Father, subjecting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ. So we're going to study this Sunday school lesson, Making the Community Christian. It was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday Schools of February the 27th, 1927. The lesson text is from Galatians chapter 5. And so we're going to be looking at that text in particular, Galatians 5, 13 through 25. Here's a geographical note. Galatia was a province of Asia Minor. It was inhabited by Gauls, Greeks, and Jews. Some think that in Paul's time, Galatia embraced the district in which Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe were situated. Here are some helps and hints for the teachers. This is another temperance lesson. Temperance is self-controlled, and too much correct teaching in regard to it cannot be done. Before the corrupt Felix and prolificate Drusilla, Paul reasoned of righteousness and self-controlled and judgment to come in Acts chapter 24. Self-control is one of the essential elements to success in this life and one of the duties and virtues essential to entrance into heaven. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11 states as much. I'm turning to that now. 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 11 says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained a light, precious faith with us in the righteousness of God and the Savior Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us by His own glory and virtue, whereby He hath granted unto us His precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence in your faith, supply virtue, in your virtue, knowledge, in your knowledge, self-controlled, and in your self-controlled, patience, and in your patience, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you not to be idle nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sin. Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble, for thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The greatest lesson of life, and the most difficult to practice, is the one of self-control. To conquer one's own passions and lust is the greatest victory of life. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Proverbs 16:32. This is one great fight all have to make, and where so many fail. The lesson text for the present lesson is in the book of Galatians. This book was written by Paul and addressed to the churches of Galatia, Galatians 1:1-2. Paul, with Timothy, preached the gospel in Galatia around A.D. 52, in Acts 16 and verse 6. About 3 years after that, Paul went through the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, establishing all the disciples, Acts 18:23. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul states that he gave order to the churches of Galatia concerning the collection of the saints, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. In his letter to these churches, which was written about A.D. 54, probably from Corinth or Ephesus, the object of this letter to the Galatians was, 1, to defend his apostolic authority, 2, to oppose the Judaistic errors in which they were being deceived. Accordingly, it contains two parts: the apologetic, chapters 1 and 2, and the polemic, chapters 3-5, 12. These are naturally followed by an oratory conclusion. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. We're reading Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. For ye, brethren, were called for freedom. Only use not your freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but through love be servants one to another. This verse states the fact that Christians are called for freedom from the law of Moses, as stated in verse 1, for freedom did Christ set us free. Hence, Christians should not be persuaded by Judaizing teachers to go back to the law, to be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. All the moral code of the Mosaic Law has been incorporated into the gospel. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ, Romans 8 and verse 2, and is binding on Christians, but they're free from the rites, ceremonies, and positive requirements. This freedom, therefore, must not be used in this occasion for gratifying the appetites and passions of the flesh. Instead, Christians should, through love, be servants one of another. Galatians 5 and verse 14 says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." This one commandment embraces all duties to one's fellow man. All who would make a fair show in the flesh and glory in the flesh compelled circumcision, Galatians 6, 12 and 13. But all who really loved their neighbors and served them and sought their peace and salvation did not. We read in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 15, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." But introduces a contrast between loving one another and biting and devouring one another. Evil teachers had created strife and contention in the churches of Galatia, such as teachers do now. Paul speaks to them, to the Philippians, as follows: "Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glorify Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh," Philippians 3, 2-3. This strife led them not only to bite, but to devour one another. Bite represents sudden anger, but devour shows actions of vengeance and malice. If this biting and devouring were allowed to continue, those indulging in them would consume one another. Much strife, contention, biting, and devouring have resulted from evil teachers in the present generation, and congregations have been rent asunder. Paul tells us in this book to the Galatians to walk by the Spirit. We read in Galatians 5, 16 through 18, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that ye may not do the things that ye would. But if ye are led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law." To walk by the Spirit is to take every step in life according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. To live continually as the Holy Spirit directs. The Holy Spirit directs and guides all in becoming Christians and throughout the Christian life by speaking to all the Word of God through the inspired apostles. The Word of God has been revealed by His Holy Spirit. Peter in 1 Peter 1 and verse 12 says, "The gospel was preached by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven." The Holy Spirit says, "Deny ungodliness and worldly lust," Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. "Put to death your members which are upon the earth," Colossians 3 and verse 5. "Put to death the deeds of the body," Romans 8 and verse 13. "Put away anger, wrath, malice, railing, and shameful speaking out of your mouth, and lie not one to another," Colossians 3, 8 and 9. "To love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life," 1 John 2, 15 and 16. "And to set the heart on things that are above," Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. All who do these things walk by the Spirit, and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, Romans 13:14.